This is Galesburg's Evening News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. A new way you can help the Prairie Players Civic Theater and get your name etched in stone, if you will, in some form or fashion. Tristan Tapscott with Prairie Players is here to talk about that. Good evening, sir. Welcome.
Hello. Thanks for having me again, Will.
Thanks for coming back. We appreciate it. Now that you have a little more time under your belt, even though you're a newbie, things still going well?
Yeah, things are still going well. Busier than ever, which is good.
Yeah, and we'll talk a little bit about how busy you are and some additions you're making here in a minute.
Absolutely.
But we wanted to talk to you about a new, I hear of Walks of Fame all the time, but this is one I think that might be more up my speed, a Patio of Fame.
Yeah, Patio of Fame. If you've driven by the new Prairie Players building, you've seen that we've paved all that, and there are bricks in there. And so what we decided to do, rather than, you know, put your name on a plaque or a piece of paper in a frame in the lobby, we decided you give us money, we'll give you a brick. And you can pave anything you'd like into it, and it'll be out there in our patio forever, which is awesome. But that's kind of the idea.
And that will help you continue to pay for things at the theater? Or?
Yeah, the renovations are paying for the rest of the landscaping and our back lot project, which is involved putting in a stage for outdoor events and some more patio. Basically, we want to kind of become a one-stop shop for theatrical events and rental events as well.
And obviously, we knew a lot of work had to be done when Prairie Players purchased the building that they're in now by the Amtrak Depot.
Yeah.
So what kind of work kind of has gone into that? And I, you know, you just mentioned having the outdoor stage and things like that. That's a really cool thing to have.
Yeah, from my understanding, I wasn't involved in that. They kind of gutted the entire place and kind of started from scratch a little bit.
And that could be pretty costly.
Yeah, and what they've done is absolutely incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're just now to the point where, okay, we can start the outside phase, so we need to do another fun drive, and they came up with the Patio of Fame. And a lot of places have done that. Walt Disney World was very famous for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just a unique way to honor somebody.
That's how Disney became a billionaire. But anyway, we're not looking for that kind of money here.
No,
you couldn't use it. But.
No, I mean, if somebody would like to give us a billion, sure, we'll take it.
Yeah, exactly. I just saw a story in the news today where Howard Buffett has given millions to the city of Decatur over the years. And
he lives
down there, which I didn't know.
But, oh, I didn't know that either.
But if Howard Buffett is listening for some reason, we'll take your money.
Yes, you can reach me. Find me on Facebook or something and reach out and we'll hook you up.
What kind of money are you looking to raise here?
It's in the five figures.
Okay.
You know, even if it's just a little bit helps, you know, like, and you, a lot of people think, well, I can only buy one brick or support one thing. Well, that adds up after a while.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you can't support us with lots and lots of dollars and lots of numbers on your check, that's okay. You know, every little bit helps.
I've seen a lot of that going on here in the recent years where it's kind of gone to a brick or a stone type of a campaign or something. And that's probably the simplest way you can help while, you know, having, you know, remembering family members or everybody saying, hey, look at me, I gave to this project.
Right. Yeah. It gives them, you know, something for their ego, but also helps our bank account. Yeah.
Absolutely. So how many bricks are you looking to sell?
As many as we can.
Okay.
How big of a
piece of real estate are we talking about there?
It's a decent size. It's the entire front of the building there and then all the way back down the side. And I imagine, and somebody that's above me might be like, why did you say that? But I would imagine when they finish the back end, there'll still be some, you know, availability back there too.
Yeah, I would imagine so. So, yeah, there you go. So how can folks take part? And initially you sent this out hopefully nobody saw the incorrect date that was out on a news release, but they have a little plenty more time than we thought to get this, some of this money raised.
To get the brick in by the September 14th unveiling, you'll just need to get your brick order in by July 25th, not the 15th,
exactly.
Which we made a mistake on there. But it's really exciting that we're able to do this.
And cost you're looking for the bricks?
The bricks, right now, if you'd like a standard 4x8 size, they're 160.
Okay.
And that's with up to three lines of copy. A larger brick, are 300 with four lines of copy. And they're actually pretty cool. If you go on our Facebook page, you can see pictures of examples that have been done already.
Yeah, so again, search Prairie Players on Facebook, and you can find what we're talking about here. And should someone want to contribute, how can they do that?
They can go, the easiest way to do it is go to prairieplayers.com and just click on the Patio of Fame icon, and then it'll take you right to where you need to do.
All the information and everything, all that stuff. So very good. A couple of minutes left, Tristan, but I also noted that in addition to the traditionally a couple of times a year plays that Prairie Players is known for, you're looking to expand usage of the facility. Yeah. So you're offering some other performances here coming up.
Yeah. On August 12th, we're bringing a stand-up comedian and a magician into town, comedian Chris Schlichting, who's very well known in the Quad Cities, been on the Bob and Tom show. And he's a stupid, hilarious guy. And then, and it's a double bill with him and a magician named David Cassis, who actually just performed at the library, I just found out the other day. So it's a double bill with them, and it's only $10. And we do have a bar now. So,
I'm not going to just tell him that you described him as stupid funny.
But, oh, man, he is so funny. So he's one of my favorites. So,
and you know, and not to make light of it, but you just came here, as most folks know, from the Quad City. So it probably helped that you had some of these contacts in your back pocket, and you will.
Yeah, yeah. I'm lucky to have a bunch of people that I can call a favor into
What made you pull the trigger on something like that? Just to keep using the facility simply, or was it more than that?
Yeah, you know, when we talked when I first came in, it was about me expanding programming to include other stuff other than just productions that we do. So we're starting off with our usual four main stage productions, and then we're doing two studio shows and then bringing in special events as needed here and there. So there'll be a few more that come up throughout the year, and we'll announce those as soon as details are firmed up.
So this show in question is when and how can folks get tickets and that sort of thing?
Chris Schlichting and David Cassis will perform on August 12th at 7 p.m., and tickets are available on our website as well.
Gotten any response from that already? It sounds like that might be a good show.
It's starting to, yeah. They're real popular acts, so we're hoping that they bring a following.
Do you worry that in doing things like that you would compete with other places like some of the other smaller theaters or the Orpheum or something like that?
You know, what Galesburg's really great about, and I've come to learn this, is everyone kind of discusses things with each other and really tries hard not to schedule events on the same nights. I know Prairie Players and the Orpheum do a lot of discussion, and it's really fantastic that there's that kind of rapport in town.
And you two will still clearly work together, even though you both have your own places now.
Yeah, and there'll be one production at the Orpheum every single year, just like Oklahoma that's opening next week is at the Orpheum.
Absolutely. I imagine, is it stressful kind of juggling all this stuff between bricks and booking more performances and having the big thing like Oklahoma come up?
You would think, but no. There's such a nice volunteer base there that, you know, I kind of handle this, somebody else handles that, and so it's not as bad as you'd think. And I'm so used to being so busy that maybe it is bad and I just don't notice. I don't know.
Still a little baptismal period. Yeah. Yet, so there you go.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Tristan Tapscott with Prairie Players Civic Theater. Again, prairieplayers.com, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, thanks so much for your time.
Thank
and
you, Will.
Best of luck going forward with
Thank
all
you,
this.
Sir.
Stay tuned. We'll check sports next on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.